Hello, my friends. We are here. It is Tuesday. We're live from the bed instead of the desk. Why? Because, well, I feel like this is very fitting for the episode. Enjoying solitude and just learning to enjoy it if you have not yet. Yes, but this is, y'all know what this is. This is the Lit Southern Belle podcast with your very own Lit Southern Belle, the one and only Mimi Nava. So, yes, solitude, alone time, loneliness. How do you deal with it? Do you feel anxious, mad, peace, or both? And I asked this question on IG. I want to see what people thought. I want to see what people said. I have not checked. I just woke up from a nap. So after I did all of my stuff for my platforms, I went to sleep. I enjoyed my solitude. But now we're going to get more into it about how my process of enjoying it and everything like that. So, yeah. Okay, so. As we know, or as college students know, finals are done. Today may be your last day. You out of here. Like, semester's done, over. Everyone's been saying it was rough. That's a whole nother episode on itself. That's probably an episode I'll release tomorrow on why your semester was so rough. And all of those horrible things. But not even that. It's just the fact that I'm going to congratulate y'all for getting through the semester. And getting your blessings as you should, but we're gonna go back to this topic of being alone. So, finals are done. For me, finals were done when Wednesday, Thursday, something like that. Friday, I had to go out and about and be around people again. Don't get me wrong, I love being around folks. I love being around people. Good energy, great. You know, they love me out there, I guess. So, you know, but I took Saturday and Sunday, that's when I started my solitude. I went to church, and then I came back and I sat, and I did the things I always wanted to do, was to sit, watch TV in the bed with a t-shirt, underwear, no socks, and enjoy my life and to not be bothered. Now, I bet you're sitting here wondering, like, what's wrong with that? That sounds fun, but at the same time, what's wrong with her? Why should I be around people? It's nothing that has happened. I think it's just that we all need a time to sit and reset ourselves. And what better time to really reflect on yourself and to really just hone in on yourself after dealing with the second half of the year and preparing yourself for a new year, also a new decade. People have been making an emphasis on this new decade, and I will probably make a podcast off episode on that as well, because those have been thoughts in my head. But nonetheless, I realize that I've gone through a lot of personal strifes myself and realized that all of these things have molded me to who I am, but then I'm like, well, who am I? Who am I now after enduring all of this and I'm still here? Because God has blessed me to still be here. God has handled those things for me and moved them around. And it's just kind of also too, the universe has just made me realize that my purpose here is even greater. So then we're sitting here in a state of the unknown. I don't like to say confusion because there's nothing you're confused about. It's either you're patient or impatient, meaning that either you wait for it to come to you, you wait for it to align with you, you do what you can to get through that phase this is weird. It's like to sit and be still, but still be constant, or you're impatient and you rush it and then you mess it up. Now, you do one or the other. I've been told to just sit, do what I can, take care of myself in the meantime until everything shows its face. Some people can't do that. I think that's what made me want to be in this solitude. Because I really could have went home last weekend, been with my family, and been all in everybody's faces. But then I realized, where's the time for me before I go into these spaces? What I don't want to do is go into these spaces with baggage of finals and stress and anxiety and, you know, just all these heavy negative energies and just baggage that I'm dragging with me from ending the semester. I really need to take time to sit and cleanse and refresh. And for me, I sit and cleanse is to go to church, be around people who are also trying to learn about God, things of that nature, or whatever religion you study or whatever spiritual center is that best describes you and aligns with you. Do that. Because it starts from within, then it's inside, then out. So that's why I started with church. And then I realized, okay, and Monday I was completely lazy, entirely lazy, all day just chilling, watching TV, sleeping on and off. It was the best thing I think I could have ever done. And, you know, mind you, the person that I'm involved with was like, hey, I won't be, you know. And I saw him before I left. And he was like, okay, I'm going to see you before I leave. Stuff like that, you know, all that exchange, you know. Person you like, you're like, I'm going to see you before you leave. And, you know, it's going to be a month and I'm going to miss you. You know, yeah, all that stuff. We love that. We love to see it. But then I realized, this, I keep hearing the word reflection, 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 reflection. So like, what does this mean? It's getting on my nerves. But I realized that this is for a reason. Okay. I need to take this week that I am not at home, I'm sitting here in my apartment by myself, to really reflect on the things that I want and reflect on who I am as a person. How can I do that? Making myself happy. I am now in a, I'm in a place right now where my friends are not around me. I can't just call, hit them up, say, hey, let's go do something. Let's go out, you know, this, that, and the third. Or like, let's go on campus and study. Or let's go on campus and go in the lounge and all watch TV and order food. Like, I don't have that access right now. So what do I do when all of my options to avoid being alone are no more? How do I deal with that? How do I deal with that? How do I, in starting off, I didn't deal with it too well. I cried. I was like, I miss my friends. I miss this person that's not my boo, but they my boo. You know, like, I just like, I miss everybody and all this, you know. I just want to watch movies. I just want to watch Christmas movies and eat cookies with somebody. All this. I just want attention. Big baby. Giant baby. Well, I'm not that big. I'm only 5'4". So just a grown size baby is what we turned into. Then we went to sleep. But then I went to church, like I said. And then as I move on with the week, it's now Tuesday, I realize that this is time for me to work on myself. Does not mean it's a bad thing. And the person that I'm involved with telling me that they will not be responding to me as much because they will be doing the things that they like to do. They have interests of their own. They want to, what's the thing? They like want to play their game, video games and read and things like that. And I was just like, I feel like we should have more connections with people, especially our friends and people that we see that we want to be, you know, people that we're involved with to go and take time to do the things that make them happy. Because, you know, you can't be with somebody and they're not happy. We don't want that. We don't like that. Told y'all about that. So it's more so the thing that everyone's taking time to really just enjoy the things they weren't able to do because they've been in work mode for so long. And it's one of those things that's like, dang. At first, I hated this. Like Sunday, like Saturday night, I hated this. Because I stayed up to 3 a.m. thinking about why this person's not with me. I don't want to text this person. I just saw them leave Wednesday. You know, I'm not going to text them until Wednesday, tomorrow, because that'll be a week to check on them and see how they're doing. And then, you know, after they leave, you have an attitude. You already miss them immediately. You're talking about some, you know what, just text me when your plane lands and I won't bother you for the rest of the break. And then they hit you with the, why you gotta be like this? Don't do that. That's sad. Like, no, keep talking to me. You know, it's one of those things. It's just kind of like, dang, you done went from harsh because you missed the person. Now you just, it's too much. So handling all of those feelings and all of those unnecessary things that I did because I didn't know else how to show or how to say I miss you. And I didn't want to say it because we're still trying to deal with our pride in showing emotion and think and try not to equate it with weakness. That's I'm working on it. And so as I sit and I've enjoyed being alone, it's to the point my parents called me and my grandmother called me. Like, we haven't heard from you since. Where are you coming home? Like, I'm coming home Friday. Y'all go see me. When I come in, I'm going to go to Bojangles, give me the three-piece meal, and we gonna come home. Now, you know, me and my food, because we're trying to gain weight out here. Well, also, we're really trying to maintain weight because, Jesus, we lost so much weight this semester. That's another thing. That's out the way. But, and I realized, like, I'm glad I took this time myself. I'm doing things I love. Listening to music all day, every day. I clean up my room. My room is clean. I'm sitting here watching shows that I have not even had the chance to watch all semester because I've been so busy, so indulged into my passions and platforms. And I like to call them, in like, you know, little businesses. But they're not businesses. Some people are like, yeah, you have a business, don't you? No. Who has a business? I don't. I have platforms and I create content, work. But you can make money off of it, right? So it's a business. Yeah, this is, yeah. So I hate that conversation. Don't hit me with that for real. But so as I've taken time and realized all the things that I've done, then I look back on the things and the things I think that saddened me or kind of made this solitude hard was I was faced with the things that I didn't fulfill or I didn't get to fulfill because it wasn't the right time, it wasn't the right dollar amount, I didn't have the money. So a lot of things just didn't align. But I let those things like that overplay what I've done, overplay the growth that I've made, even if I didn't think I had much growth academically, career-wise, and simply spiritually, when really I've grown in all three, but I've really grown the most spiritually and character-wise. I've had a lot of character development within myself, starting from since I started this podcast, which is one of the main reasons why I started, was a way to me to release and vent and also help others. So honestly, I thank y'all for helping me help you because y'all have helped me because I was at a dark point this summer. And y'all seen the process of how that went. If you've listened from the beginning to now, you will see the process of me in the process of my character and my development as an individual, especially as a young woman, as a young collegiate woman. And just as a 20, I will be 20. In February, so just to see myself transfer out of the adolescence to adult. But no, I hated being alone because I hated being sitting with those thoughts of, dang, I need to do this, I need to do this. And I see, and I think what messes us up and what brings these memories back is we see people who are, I ended this year with someone who loves me, this and the third, who cares about me, this, that, those posts like that, then like touch your top four of 2019. You see this person, they've traveled to all these beautiful places and countries, and it's just wow. And their biggest flexes, they have more than one. They're like scholarship, internship, job, relationship. So they're succeeding in all the major aspects of our lives that we desire, that we mostly commonly desire. And then other people, you know, growth and you know, businesses and all these other things. You see all these things emerging and closing out. And then you look at yourself and you're like, I've done nothing. And really, you have to stop looking from the lens of somebody else. What's that thing that we used to do in school? Well, it was an exercise. I'm going to just explain. It was an exercise where you will look at something through, you get a lens, and it will have a red film behind it. So you're looking through a red film. Only words you would see are the blue words. So let's say the blue words are positive words. So, okay, all you see are the blue words. All the red words or negative words are not there because they're blending in with the red. So all you see is the positive. Then we take a blue sheet, and then all we see are the red, the negative. But then we take both of those off, and we see everything for what it is. So then I think to myself, okay, I look back on this exercise and realize what this was and what this was supposed to teach us. This is more than just relating to some book I was reading at the time. Great book, probably. I just don't remember it or have it. Then I realize, dang, okay. So, you know, the blue, the positive is how we're perceived on social media. You could say everything's the good. We have all the good. Red is how we perceive ourselves. We can post all the happy moments we want on social media, but we still feel like we're not enough. And that's one of the hard parts that I think that we tend to fall into. It's one of those fights we have with ourselves, tug of war type of thing, where we're in limbo with what we post on social media. We post the good stuff. We want to give you the red lens. We don't want to tell you that we had 3 breakdowns in our dorm. We don't want to tell you that we had a traumatic, you know, some people, this is like, you know, the list of things that could happen to some people. Some people say, we don't want to tell you that, you know, I was in an abusive relationship, traumatic relationship, or one girl that lives beside you that you were like, you admire. She's in all the pageants. She wins. She performs a lot, but that girl could have had an abortion because of rape. So there's a lot of stuff like that. And it's just like, because people always show you the red lens to cancel out the things that they've done. And social media does it every time. Sometimes you don't even have to put the lens on there. You just pick and choose to put what you want up there, and that's all people will see. People perceive you on what you give them. We're in a world where that we have that much power over how people perceive us. The only people that truly know us is really no one. Because no one will ever feel comfortable telling their entire self or showing themselves raw and unfiltered. It's rare you are with a human being and you show yourself raw and unfiltered. Yes, it will come a day where that will happen, but it takes so much self progression to do so. Because you have to not be shameful, not be guilt, and not have regret, which is unsettled guilt, and then hope you didn't go into anxiety by doing those previous things, because that's what it leads to. Welcome. So it's all of those things. And how did I deal with all of the things that I didn't do or I shouldn't do or things that didn't turn out the way I wanted to? How did I deal with that thoughts and those things that crossed my mind? Well, it was tough, but I always knew that I would never be down for long because, look, I'm a little Southern Belle. I don't stay down for long, y'all. I don't. I don't stay sad for long. I have my anxiety moments, but they're moments. It's nothing permanent. So that's just how I am. I'm just tough. I'm just strong like that. And I realize that now. So how did I deal with the deep, deep, dark thoughts that come late at night. So this is why I need to stop staying up. Because Lord knows I'll get deepest, darkest thoughts. And I realized to cope myself that if I stay up late and I sit too long, or I think too much, and I don't have anything to stimulate me or to make me feel happy, that I will start to get real, real depressed. Not depressed. I'm going to say that because there's people out here really depressed. Real life depressed. Let's not say that. But I would just get very dark in thought. And what I realized is that, yes, some things were my fault for why things didn't come to fruition the way I wanted them or expected them to be. And some things just simply didn't align. Now, things that hit me more were the things that didn't align. You would think it would be the stuff that was my fault. That didn't hit as hard. It hit hard, but it didn't hit as hard as knowing that some stuff just did not line up the way you wanted it to. It was just rough. Yeah, that's just whew. But no, so I realized, well, I asked myself, what am I benefiting out of thinking about these things? Thought about these things only because I'm scrolling through Twitter late at night, looking at things of other people's lives, and they're not even showing me their full life. They could have went through the most absolute worst things ever, and I'm sitting here, I've just been chilling, I've been just been, you know, trying to figure out myself, which is a battle, don't get me wrong. Like, figuring out who you are and figuring out, you know, unlearning and relearning yourself is tiring. But there's people who've gone through, who are dealing with that at my age and dealing with other things on top of it. So it's a double whammy in a way. So there's people out here worse than me. And I realized that I have to really just sit and be like, shut up. Shut up. You're letting the anxiety swallow you and you need to stop it. So I sit and I think and I'm okay. Yes, as I cry myself to sleep, I wake up in the morning and I realize that going to church, praising God, I'm the happiest. I feel really the utmost at home because I've come to terms that I am never alone. And I think, ooh, there we go. I said this to myself as I'm crying, as I stop crying, I say, I will never be alone. Because God is always with me and God will always love me, even when no one else does. That's powerful. Because we're in a world where people can leave you, people can say they don't love you, and it can also be your own, it can be your own flesh and blood not loving you, not, you know, leaving you and abandoning you when you need them. And as I've sat and I've grown closer with my relationship with God and really just sat and just read up, and you know, what do you do when you want to learn about somebody? You want to read, research on them. So, you know, I've done devotionals and just realized that I'm not alone if I have God at the center of my life. I'm not alone if God loves us and is always with us and is always trying to protect us, is always protecting us. And this is just my thing. Whatever religion, whatever belief system you have, honestly, once you make that your center, are you really always alone? Even if you are alone, I say, man-wise, how are you okay with that? Are you okay with being just you and your spiritual advisor or your creator be the only two people on this journey that you have for right now in this phase? Are you all right with that? And for me, I realized, I look back, how happy am I reading devotionals, how carefree and just lighthearted, and just how light the space becomes in my room when I'm reading devotionals, I'm listening to music, I'm dancing around, and I'm just writing down and indulging and soaking up all of, you know, the word of God and just letting this pour over me. That's how I feel. So I realized that I don't have to always read a devotional. I don't have to always, you know, have my sleep with my Bible clenched to me to feel that way. I just have to remember that I am never truly alone in spirit, because I know that I have a God-like spirit, and that guides me and protects me, and it reminds me that love is coming from within me. I am love. I am, you know, I am a blessing. And it's just, I am all those great things I bear. That's for me. That's me. I am me. She is her. All of that, you know, the Twitter thing. Sis is me. I am sis. That's how I feel. That's how I feel. I realize that I am love. Oh, I don't feel love. I am love. I'm walking, talking, breathing love. Oh, I feel alone. I'm my own friend. I'm my friend. I take care of myself every day. I give myself things I want every day. I make myself happy every day. I am my friend. Oh, man, you know, like, dang, I'm not happy. I am happiness. I'm walking, talking, breathing happiness. That's me. I do the things that I want to do to make me happy, to make me smile, to make me giggle, to... I am carelessly upon this earth happy because I do the things that I desire and wish. Not really I, but my spirit. Once you come to that revelation, that realization, that was what we were saying, realization. Once we come to that realization that we possess all these things inside of us because of who we either worship or who we either cling to in the spiritual sense, these things are already inside of us because we're a reflection of the person or the thing or the creator that we worship, which is love, friendship, things like that, which fills the voids of loneliness and the things that matter, the voids of things that matter, the loneliness, the, you know, the friendship, the sadness. I want, you know, I am joy. I am peace. I am love because I am a reflection of the person or of the creator that I worship. Now, when you don't think like that, you fall into the dark pits of, yeah, man, I'm lonelier. And, you know, whatever you worship, whatever you believe in, I honestly, truly think that those things fill the void for when people can't, because people will never be able to fill the void. People are very unreliable. I wouldn't say they're a waste of time, but they're unreliable. Or how do I say this? They're reliable, but it's very temporary. It's never constant and permanent. And as humans, we need both constant consistency and permanence. I think that's right. Permanent. That's the word? No, it's not a word. But permanence. We need the word permanent. We need something that's consistent and permanent. Always. Especially when dealing with our love languages. Do we want to be... Do we want affection? Do we want affirmation? Verbally? Physically? Well, that's the physical attention and all that stuff. So verbal affirmation. Want gifts. Now, the gifts is that can be metaphorical or literal. Take it however. That's up for your own interpretation, my friend. But you have to realize that a lot of the things that we want, we possess, we just got to tap into them. And that's what I realized just sitting within my room, going to church, being around and fellowshipping with other fellow worshipers of God, people who are just people, individuals who put God at the center of their life. I don't mind saying Christian, but to me it's very bland, very commercial, very cookie cutter. It's just very, I like to say I have God at the center of my life, because when you say Christian, somebody, they're going to think all these other presumptions that you may not feel. And it's just like, no, I don't feel those. I don't do those. Because it's like, what is a Christian? Like, what does it look like to you? This and the third. People tell you yes. But, you know, I think God is not meant to be limited. I will never limit God because God is so much bigger than our human mind can fathom. But nonetheless, like I said, whatever religion you worship, whatever religion you cling to or align with, there's always some place to fill those voids. And mostly it starts within yourself. So that's how I dealt with the dark, dark thoughts and the crying and the going to sleep. As soon as I said to myself, I am never alone because God is always with me. God will always love me, even when people don't. Soon as I said that, I felt a sense of calmness over me. And that's when I was lulled to sleep. I think we fail to realize our power when we're put on this earth, that we are walking, talking, breathing magic, as Ajna Sarah says. I love Ajna Sarah. She is a great person and a great example on how you can heal yourself with spiritual guidance, tapping into who you really are as a person, tapping into your strengths, making your weaknesses work for you. And I think that's really what all life is about. And sitting in solitude sometimes can put emphasis on those things. Solitude is scary. Being in solitude, and when I say solitude, I mean just being with oneself. There's no distractions of other people around you. There's no options of, let's go out, I'm going to go call this person, or I'm going to go call that person. And, you know, I'm not saying extreme solitude where you're, like, shutting, you're in a mountain, you're living like a monk. No, I'm not saying that, because we're in modern times. We can't do that no more. I mean, you can, but it's expensive too. So, like, but modern times, solitude is just kind of like, sit, you know, you're in your apartment by yourself almost every day, unless you're called to do something, you know? And when you're alone, you think, you sit, you reflect. So when I say solitude, I mean just sit. You're still with yourself. How do you deal with that? And it is rough. It was scary. But I am grateful that, you know, I've been brought through that process, and I'm sitting here now to you saying, well, it's halfway through the week. I'm 2 days from going home, and I feel pretty good taking this week to myself. My Friday, I'm going to go get my hair done, my nails done, and get my self-care together. Girl! You know, I've taken care of myself from the inside. Now, you know, I'm going to end the week with the outside, and I'm going to go home. And I think that's one of the best things I could have ever done for myself. And one thing I want to say is, just because you take care of yourself does not mean that the people around you love you any less. They should love you even more for taking care of yourself, because they want to see you do well. They want to see you in your best state possible. If you're around people that get mad when you want to take some time to yourself and sit in solitude or sit and reflect, they not your friends. They not for you. Get rid of them. Let them go. Let it go, sis. Because it's just, oh God. They don't want to see you win. They don't want to see you flourish. And they definitely don't want to see you just elevate your life as a whole. So it's just one of those things that we see. And I'm grateful for this year. It was a very learning year of myself and who I am. I am now, my eyes are open to things that I see in myself. And I think the scariest part is now I'm in a state of unknown. And what do I do with it? And I have to go back and listen to my own stuff to see what I said, because it's not the first time I've been in a state of, you know, my counselor says state of confusion. Which makes sense. He's older than me. confusion. But for me, it's a state of the, it's a state in between the before and after. It's kind of just like, you know, the state between the before and the what's to come. You know, you know what's going to come. You're just chugging along. You're waiting for things to show its face, but really, it's going to. I just got to be patient. I just got to wait on it. And for me, I just got to pray about it. I got to sit with the big man upstairs and just be like, hey, man, you know, I don't know when you're going to release. You know, how these folks going to do me? How this relation, how, you know, how this, like, relationship, these people going to go? Or, you know, I've been telling you that, like, I'm involved with this person. I like them. They like me. You going to tell me how that go? Like, you can't do that. He's not a fortune teller. It's not a wishing well. But you have to sit and build on those things and do what you've been doing. Do the right things that you've been doing. Don't mess up stuff, please. Jesus, don't mess up stuff. I will be disappointed in myself and in you. So just been doing, do the good things you've been doing that's been keeping it afloat. And when it's time to review those little milestones in your life, they will come, and then it will either be what you want or what you don't. And how you deal with that is what you do. Honestly, this is how I'm closing out the year. I've reflected. And yeah, solitude is just, it's real trying. But what is, you know, what's the fun if it's not trying or challenging? What's the fun in that? My, I'm so crazy. That's the Sag ascendant in me. Come on, so what's the fun in that if it's not challenging? I want a challenge. Then my Libra moon comes in. Oh my gosh, it's so much. Then my creative soul is like, well, let's make a podcast. That's my Pisces sun. Let's make a podcast. Let's make it creative. Make it art. Take the suffering. Make it art. Like, what in the world? Y'all, I really have been sitting in this room with myself for a good four little days. And I don't regret it. I have enjoyed the utmost. And I think I'm starting to become a shut-in. When I go home, I'm become an even bigger shut-in because my bed's more comfortable back at home, unfortunately. And it's more food there. But I realize it's not that bad, y'all. All you have to do is sit, find your center, focus and hone in on that, and you will never, ever go wrong. That's all I really wanted to sit here and tell y'all today. Hello, my friends. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Oh, my goodness. Don't forget to follow the Lit Southern Belle podcast page at the Lit Southern Belle on Instagram. And don't forget to follow the Twitter at, just search the Lit Southern Belle. It should come up. If my personal thing comes up, then, well, no, it won't, actually. But I hope y'all enjoyed this. This week will be the last week of season 2. And we will be taking a nice, lovely break for the holidays and whatever else. So also tell your friends to, they have time to catch up from season 1 to 2. And it will be great. Also, if I get myself to, say, 200 followers, I might start to post these on my YouTube channel. It depends. I don't like to mix platforms. But also, too, don't forget, follow me on my YouTube channel at Mimi Nava. It is spelled the same. Yes, it is. And stay flourishing, my friends.